managed.
ten minutes.
So we bring forward to point 10 of the agenda. Okay, so on primary financial statements, what we're doing at the moment is gathering some background information, which is, first of all, looking at what has been done previously in that area, and particularly in the old financial statement presentation project and some of the work done before that and in various other projects. We're also looking a bit at the question of non-GAAP information and what sort of performance measures companies are reporting in practice. Another thing we want to do is to go out and talk to people about where they think the problem areas are. This is all really preliminary fact-finding at the moment, which is designed to help us lead up to developing a plan that we can start discussing with the board. So I think we're not even really at the planning stage yet. There's a lot to dig through there. My expectation is it will take us several months to go through all that and absorb it and come up with some sort of sensible plans we even think about starting to discuss with the board. So I think it will be several months before you see anything much happening in the public space on that. On the old financial statements presentation project, one of the things we want to do there is to look at what was done before, see whether there are parts that are worth continuing with, see whether there are parts that are not worth continuing with. As you know, there was a lot of work done on that, and it will take quite a while, I think, to assess all that as well. Changes in accounting policies versus change in accounting estimates, that's an issue that came up originally through the Interpretations Committee, through a request to the Interpretations Committee. We discussed it originally in the Principles of Disclosure project. The board decided earlier this year that it thought it didn't really belong in a discussion paper, but it belongs more in an exposure draft, because it's looking at whether we can tie down a bit more clearly what the distinction is. There have been a couple of practice issues that have come up. The board tentatively agreed on an approach in, I think the discussion was in May, and we've been working on the wording with that of that subsequently. While we've been working with that, we think that the original idea that was presented to the board in May probably isn't going to clarify it that much. We hit a few problems with that. So we've been working through that a bit more. We've got something now we think is a bit better. We discussed it informally with some of the accounting firms and with the person who originally brought the submission to the Interpretations Committee. We got slightly mixed feedback from them. Some of them think what we've got now is an improvement. Some of them think it isn't an improvement, it isn't worse, and I think one thinks it will probably be worse. So our next step with that, we're probably going to ask the members of the Interpretations Committee to have a look at where we've got to at the moment, and when we've got some feedback from them, then we'll bring it back to the board and discuss with them what to do next. If that leads us to a conclusion, or if that leads the board to a conclusion that we should still be pursuing something, the idea is that would lead to an exposure draft sometime in the next few months.
Okay, any comments, questions, Chris?
So just a question, Peter. Your primary financial statements project, how do you see that linking with a conceptual framework? Because we would certainly like to see that actually does link through.
Right, so in the framework, where we got to in the ED was not proposing to define primary financial statements. There are two statements that are explicitly named there, which is the statement of financial position and the statements of financial performance. Well, two or three. We've sort of ducked out of specifying statement of changes in equity or the statement of cash flows as primary statements. In principles of disclosure, the board's tentatively decided that all four of those statements will collectively be the primary statements, and the discussion paper will talk about what the objectives of those statements are. And then the idea is that a primary financial statements project would flesh that out a bit more and talk a bit more about format and content and probably in a bit more detail about what the objectives might be. I guess where I see that going at the moment is that would be primarily a standards level project. It's conceivable some of it may flow back to the framework if we think there's any benefit in that. Personally, I'm not that convinced if we dealt with it all at the standards level. I'm not sure that would necessarily help to put it back in the framework as well, but that's obviously something we'd need to look at as we get further in.
So wouldn't this look at what the prime elements of the, for example, the statement of financial performance is? So aren't you going to have to have some linkage back to your conceptual framework, because...
Yeah, clearly. But the main thing we're talking about in the framework, certainly in the ED as it is at the moment, is there's very high-level discussion of those issues. There's a bit more discussion of this whole question of profit and loss versus OCI. But there's not a lot more detail in the framework as it is at the moment. So the idea of standards level project would add the sort of extra layer of detail. The question is whether there is anything then that would need to go back into the framework as well.
Jim?
So we have a similar project on our agenda, and now it's what we're really researching, and happy to share with you any of that, and it'd be great if you'd be willing to share what you're doing. Frankly, any way that we could work together, I think we'd be willing to. We've so far explored really just the financial statement performance, or the performance statement. It's or the performance statement within that, thinking about, you know, operating, whether we should define an operating measure or prescribe that one be presented, but more of a flexible framework. So you know, here are the general guidelines for operating. We've also looked at whether or not a greater disaggregation within the statement would be useful, and then also some research on can you distinguish things that have predictive value to varying degrees. So those things that you would put maybe a multiple of one on versus those things that a, you know, investor might put a multiple of eight on. So we've got a lot of pieces in research. We haven't defined the scope of what we're doing. I think part of our agenda consultation may or may not inform, you know, should it just be, you know, the financial statement performance in the performance statement, or should we have, you know, a broader look? But happy to work with you in any way we can.
Okay. I should have mentioned one other thing as well, actually, which is cash flows. So the board's had some discussions, and Andrew Leonard of the FRC was the main person who was helping the board through those discussions. And the plan is he's writing up a discussion paper, and the aim is we need to see what that looks like when we get it from him, and we'll think about putting something out on that.
Okay. Thank you. You could even do it in 10 minutes.
We can repeat it if you
like. We know you're good at it.
You can do the project update now. If you want, because so that's agenda paper 10. So this is the normal paper that we bring to the ASAF members, which provides an overview, a very high level overview on where we are with the projects, which is in Appendix A, and when we propose to seek ASAF members' advice. And then in Appendix B, there's a proposed agenda for the April meeting. Normally I propose the next two meetings, but we think it would be better to wait for the July until we've got the feedback from the agenda consultation. So in terms of questions to the ASAF members, the big question is whether you have any comments on when we're proposing to bring projects to you, and whether you have any comments on the proposed agenda. Although I take it that Christy just said they would bring back the disclosure initiative in April, and I think that must have been a new decision because it wasn't on the list when we put it together a month ago.
No comments? No? Okay, well, I suggest we take a break till, shall we break till 12:45 and then finish the last issue? Okay, thank you. 12:45. Conference.